Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with football this morning. Everton have taken another step towards Premier League survival with a 2-0 winner over Liverpool. Victory at Goodison Park moves them 8 points clear of danger with 4 matches left. Goal scorer Dominic Calvert-Lewin, he spoke to Sky Sports News after the match and he says it was a special night for the blue side of Merseyside.
I've been here long enough to know what it means to the fans, know what it means to me, you know, and a great result given the circumstances where we are in the league. We needed a massive 3 points and everything kind of came together tonight.
Yeah, and it was tears for Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp, tears for Liverpool fans this morning. That defeat leaves them 3 points off the top of the Premier League with 4 matches remaining. And Mr. Klopp, speaking to Sky Sports News, apologising to the fans and says it simply wasn't good enough.
I can only apologize for today to the people. Everybody who's with us knows how hard it is for us as well, but I know it's for the people especially hard, so we should have done better. We didn't, and that's why we lost.
Yeah, other matches in the Premier League. Crystal Palace beating Newcastle United 2-0. Man United 4-2 winners over bottom side Sheffield, and Bournemouth beat Wolves 1-0. FC Barcelona head coach Xavi has decided that he is staying at the new camp and will see out his contract, which expires at the end of the 24-25 season. Rassie van der Dissen scored 73 runs and not out of 45 balls as the Lions beat the Titans by 8 wickets to advance to the CSA T20 final. And then, after 2 decades in the game, Cheetahs legend, veteran Ruan Pino is set to hang up his boots at the conclusion of the SA Cup. But the good news is that he will remain within the Cheetahs as one of the coaches. I do believe that he will be involved as a backline and attack coach in the junior structures at the Cheetahs. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.